As a boy growing up in the country, I remember watching the local farmers sowing corn. At that time, they used a piece of equipment called a corn fiddle. Today, it is regarded as a museum exhibit. The corn fiddle was held in front of the farmer by a shoulder strap and consisted of a canvas bag which held the corn seed, and the bag was attached to a wooden box. Within the box, there was a metal disc which was rotated in alternating revolutions using a leather-thonged bow, hence the name, corn fiddle. The farmer bowed the fiddle in rhythm with his walking up and down his fields, and as he did so, some corn seed would spill onto the spinning metal disc and would then be cast in a wide arc onto the soil. The corn seed was too precious to be wasted, so it was important not to fiddle too close to the ditch. Also, strenuous effort would be made to ensure that the crows didn't devour the newly sown crop. But every farmer realizes that in spite of his best efforts, some of the seed will be lost and some will be wasted. Some will be eaten by birds. Some will fall on stony ground. Some will be choked by weeds. But that realization does not deter him, because he knows that despite these problems, much of the seed will fall on fertile ground and yield a rich harvest. Today, Jesus invites us to imagine a sower going out to sow. In telling the parable of the sower, he is in fact reflecting on his mission and is sharing with us his personal experience. We know that Jesus' preaching met with different responses. Indeed, it had a very mixed reception. Most ignored it. Some rejected it. Others were openly hostile to it. But those he called friends accepted it and lived by it. Although there are four responses to Jesus' word, three spell failure. Nevertheless, Jesus was not deterred. While the field mentioned in the parable is obviously symbolic, we ask, where are the conditions described by Jesus to be found? He identifies the field first with the human heart, but also with society. We might also add the family. It is true that in your heart and in mine, the conditions described by Jesus are to be found from time to time. There are occasions when we ignore completely the word of Jesus. This is represented by the seed on the path eaten by the birds. There are times when we listen with enthusiasm, only to give up when the novelty fades, represented by the seed on the rock with shallow roots. The seed choked by thorns represents those times when we allow ambition and pleasure to squeeze out that which we know to be true. Then there are the times when we respond with total sincerity and persevere, represented by the seed on the fertile ground, producing the crop. This understanding of the parable enables us to appreciate God's grace in our lives and to know ourselves and our own sinfulness. The field is also our society. Just as Jesus was never disheartened nor deterred in bringing the gospel to the world, neither must we. It is true that often society seems unreceptive and we feel our efforts are wasted. Our Christian words and example frequently fall on hardened hearts and make no impression, or fall on shallow hearts and come to nothing, or fall on distracted hearts and are choked by other concerns. But then there are times when our words and example fall on rich soil and produce their crop. when it comes to witnessing to the faith. Our attitude is summed up by the words of the poet T.S. Eliot. For us, there is only the trying. The rest is not our business. Like Jesus, we must not be deterred. T.S. Eliot's words are also good advice for parents, as the parable of the sower can also be considered as the parable of family life. Often parents feel that their words are not listened to, particularly when it comes to speaking about faith. It may seem to them that some of their children's friends are like the birds on the path that carry away the words of good advice, or that perhaps their words seem to fall on deaf ears, like seed on rock, or that the good influence of a Christian family is simply choked by the lures and temptations of this very secular world of ours. But we must remember that there is much rich soil, much that is good, which we can be confident will produce a rich harvest in God's time. Just as Jesus was never deterred, nor disheartened, neither must any of us. O Lord, may the seeds of your word scattered among us fall on fertile soil. May it take root in our hearts and produce an abundant harvest of good works and good deeds. Amen.